There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's PGA segment. We'll be breaking down the first couple rounds here of the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines Golf Course. Right now, the second round is just winding down for the top handful of golfers here. A lot of guys done for the day. The leaderboards kind of look the same for the first couple days here, with the exception of Will Zalatoris jumped into the number one spot with Justin Thomas at minus 14, had a minus 7 round on the day. John Rahm still right there as well, even for the day, minus 13, just a shot back. So a couple guys that, I mean, we expect to be there pretty much every weekend, some kind of names I've never heard of before, too, also up there, which, I mean, it's golf. There's hundreds of guys that are in these tournaments that we never hear of. But kind of, I guess, now that we've seen basically half the tournaments wrapped up, who's your guy that you're rolling with this weekend?
I'm going with my boy JT, Justin Thomas. I feel like it's been a while since he's been able to find it. And I feel like this is his time. I feel like he ain't gonna let this one get away. I follow him on social media and puts in a lot of hard work, like so much hard work. And I feel like, I don't know, for him to grind it out, and he still has 5 holes left on the day, I feel like he finds a way to get 1 or 2 more birdies here and close the end of the third round with the lead. Or end of the second round, excuse me. No, it is the third round.
Second round.
Yeah, second round.
I'm going to stick with my young guy. I went with him in the American Express tournament. He was right there at the end, ended up finishing 6th. just 4 shots back from the lead, which sounds like a lot, but in this tournament, when the winner is minus 23, 4 shots isn't a lot, because there's, I mean, a lot of guys that did really well in that tournament. But Will Zalatoris, as I mentioned, minus 7 on the day, still has a couple holes left too, so he can kind of add to his lead, depending on how Justin Thomas does. But yeah, I mean, up there again, 25 years, young guy. He's had a lot of top tens. Just kind of started his career here. I think that his late rounds in the American Express kind of hurt him. I think he finds a way to get it done this time and keeps that top spot. And then as always, John Rahm right there as well too. Number one ranked golfer in the world. He's always in the top handful of guys every single tournament. Can't count him out either, because him and Thomas both through 11. Zalatoris is 5 holes ahead, so these two can jump him. But I mean, Zalatoris again minus 7 on the day. Looks like he might have the best round out of anybody.
I'm actually going to change my pick here. I'm going to go with the young gun, Maverick McNealy. Follow the kid on Instagram since the Corn Ferry Tour. Looking for his first PGA Tour victory. Sees the lead. He sees it. It's in his sight. Couple shots. I feel like he finds a way to battle through and find a way to get it done.
Yeah, I'm pulling him up. 26 years old.
Yep, Stanford grad, turned pro in 2017.
Yeah, looks like he's a degree in science and engineering. Oh, he's ranked number one golfer in the world amateur golf rankings in 2017. What is he? Oh, he's 72nd right now in the PGA Tour. But again, you could be ranked first or ranked 100th, and a difference is a shot in some of these tournaments between those guys.
Yeah, he's played 73 total events and has made 49 cuts.
It's pretty good.
I'd say so for the short career so far that he's had. That's a little over, that's over 50%.
Yeah.
I mean, look, career earnings, 4.6. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll keep an eye on it all weekend, see if anybody else, I mean, pops off and jumps into the top of the leaderboard. But I feel like once you get past the second round, you kind of, your top 8 to 10 guys is kind of who you're, all right, it's going to be one of these guys, unless all of these guys shit the bed and somebody outside the top 10 makes a run.
This kid has zero career victories.
It's like Corn Ferry, like nothing. Never
best
won.
Results was a second.
Huh.
So I'm pulling for this kid.
Yeah. Which, that's crazy in golf. You could literally never have a victory and you're a millionaire.
Oh yeah. But you gotta be so fucking good, dude.
Yeah. Consistently.
Yeah. Every week. Well, yeah, we will get back and update you guys who wins that and kind of recap the third, fourth rounds a little bit here on Monday with our next episode. But now we are going to be turning it over to our NCAA segment for today, where we discuss, should schools be limited on name, image, likeness for recruiting? And does Bryce Young repeat as a Heisman champ?